이래요 무무추스테란 고친나 무무추시란 자타갸나무르탐 칼레 갸니나 다드테나가
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. During the season, the mountains sometimes released their pure water and sometimes did not. Just as experts in transcendental science sometimes give the nectar of transcendental knowledge and sometimes do not. So the mountains, sometimes they give water and sometimes they do not give water. Just like the transcendentalists, they sometimes give knowledge and sometimes do not. Now why does the transcendentalist sometimes give knowledge and sometimes not? Because they give the knowledge only when they find that the person is qualified for it. Just like Jada Bharata. He did not give knowledge to his family members. He did not give any knowledge to his father. He did not give any knowledge to his brothers. But he gave knowledge to King Rahugana, because King Rahugana was qualified to receive the knowledge. There are so many examples in Bhagavatam. Narad Muni gave the knowledge to Mrigari. Also, Prahlad gave knowledge to his Asura friends. Prahlad didn't give knowledge to the other Sura Munis, that is, Devatas and the Munis. So in this way, there are many such examples are there in Bhagavatam. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The fish swimming in the increasingly shallow water did not at all understand that the water was diminishing, just as foolish family men cannot see how the time they have left to live is diminishing with every passing day. So in autumn, the water decreases. And the fishes do not understand that the water is decreasing. And finally, they end up dying on the mud when the water has completely dried up. This is compared to the foolish family men who cannot see how the time is passing, is reducing by the passing of every day. How will a foolish family man understand this unless he associates with holy people and hear from them? Otherwise, even at the age of 60, they are engaged in earning money. I had one experience with an old man, 65 years old. He had underwent 3 marriages in his life. He came to me for blessings. I asked him, "What blessing do you want?" He said that he wished to get married. Then I said, "This only the Lord can do something about freeing you of this misery." So this is how it is for foolish family men. Every day one sees someone passing away, still one feels one is eternal. One sees one's own father passing. At later stages, one sees one's own similar aged friends passing away. Still, one always feels, "I will never die. I will live always, forever." So people never understand that one day even I have to die. And this is the most wonderful thing that one sees, even after seeing, one doesn't accept.
Jathaham
ममताम धीरः शरीरादिस्वनात्मसु.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Gradually the different ages of land gave up their muddy condition and the plants grew past their unripe stage. In the same way that sober sages give up egotism and possessiveness. These are based on things different from the real self, namely the material body and its byproducts. So this is another aspect of the autumn season. Autumn season is teaching us a lesson here. We are so much into body consciousness that we think we are the body. And everything related to the body is mine. However, when one gets more and more into bhakti, then the taste for Krishna's rasa increases. And all these material rasa becomes distasteful, slowly. An intelligent person slowly gives up ahamta and mamata means I and mine concept. This is the lesson on this shloka, which this shloka is giving us. What it is showing is, the more the bhakti increases, the more the knowledge increases, one realizes one's own self, one gives up this I, me, mine concept. So, and this happens shanaihi shanaihi, slowly. Shanaihi shanaihi jahuhu pankam, slowly this happens. The land gave up their muddy condition. And the plants grew past their unripe stage in the autumn season. So land giving up their muddy condition is showing the mamata concept, that is mind concept, to be given up. The land gave up their muddy condition. Similarly, we should give up this mine. This is mine. That is mine. Mind concept to be given up. Mamata concept. And the plants grew past their unripe stage. This is showing the ahamta condition, I concept, which has to be given up. This is the lesson that we have to learn from this shloka. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. With the arrival of autumn, the ocean and the lakes became silent, their water still, just like a sage who has desisted from all material activities and given up his recitation of Vedic mantras. Munis are those sages who used to read a lot of the Vedas. They would recite the Vedic mantras every day, chant them loudly. But once they start relishing the form of the Lord, these sages stop their recitations and they become absolutely silent, meditating on the Lord. This is what the shloka is saying. The dharma of the mind is to think of various forms, millions and millions of forms. Something or the other keeps coming up in the mind. Krishna says in the Gita, Mayeva mana partha, engage your mind in me. So when these sages, when their mind starts getting fixed on the form of the Lord, when they start meditating on the Lord, they give up the recitation of the Vedic mantras and they become silent. Just like with the arrival of autumn, the ocean and the lakes became silent and their water still. Water becoming still is mind becoming still. The ocean and lakes became silent, meaning they stopped the recitation, the loud recitations. Just like Srila Sukadeva Goswami, he is an absolutely quiet person, very silent. Only when he received a person like Parikshit Maharaj who is yogya, means qualified person, then he started reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam to him. Otherwise, he's an absolutely silent person. Next shloka.
Kedarebhyastvapo grinnan karshaka dridhasetubhihi yatha prane shravat jnanam tannirodhena yoginah.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. In the same way that the practitioners of yoga bring their senses under strict control to check their consciousness from flowing out through the agitated senses, the farmers erected strong mud banks to keep the water within their rice fields from draining out. This is another aspect of the autumn season, that the farmers, they build up strong mud banks so that the water which has been stored during the rainy season within the rice fields should not drain out. So this is giving us a lesson of how we sadhakas, practitioners of yoga, should control our senses. When one does satsang, one receives knowledge. But if the senses are not controlled, then these knowledge flows out through the senses, through the uncontrolled senses. And what happens is one comes to believe that this material world is a reality. They see their children, they see their family members with their eyes, and the knowledge flows out of their eyes. They hear something and the knowledge flows out of their ears. They touch something and the knowledge flows out. In this way, through the various senses, the knowledge which they received during satsang gets drained out. Now the water here represents knowledge and the rice denotes bhakti. So just like a strong mud bank stops the water from draining, a controlled senses stops the draining of the knowledge. So just like the farmers erected strong mud banks to keep the water within their rice fields from draining out, similarly, we sadhakas should practice strict sense control in order to stop our knowledge from being drained out. Hence, we should follow the regulative principles. Listening to Bhagavad Saptah is like the rainy season. There is a shower of knowledge. But then, when it is over, one goes back home, and then it is like the Sharad season. Hence, yogis and sadhakas should construct a strong dam by strict control of the senses. And this is the lesson for us devotees. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The autumn moon relieved all creatures of the suffering caused by the sun's rays, just as wisdom relieves a person of the misery caused by his identifying with his material body, and as Lord Mukunda relieves Vrindavana's ladies of the distress caused by their separation from him. In the Sharad season, the sun's rays are very hot, but the Sharad moon cools all the living beings of this heat. Just like the moon of autumn is very cooling, similarly, the moon like Mukunda. Moon like Mukunda, by performing his Rasa Leela, he relieves the gopis of their separation from him caused during the day. Now, wisdom is very important to be relieved from body consciousness. Actually, there is no misery in this world. The misery exists only because of body consciousness. The soul has no misery. soul neither feels hot, the soul neither feels cold. But the body consciousness makes one suffer the heat and the cold. So wisdom is needed. Wisdom here means the knowledge of one's spiritual identity, knowledge of Lord's form and leelas. When this happens, one is relieved of his body consciousness. Thus, one is relieved of all the sufferings caused by the body consciousness. The gopis are in distress that they are being identified with their family members and duty. They have so many duties to do. They want to meet Krishna, but these things stop them from going to Krishna. But when they meet Krishna, they are relieved of all these distress. Mukunda thus frees them of all their distress. They forget who they are. They forget their family members. They forget their duties. They forget everything. So this is the misery of the body consciousness for the gopis, which Mukunda relieves for them. Translation: free of clouds and filled with clearly visible stars, the autumn sky shone brilliantly, just like the spiritual consciousness of one who has directly experienced the purport of the Vedic scriptures. Now this is a description of the sky in the autumn. Sky looks very beautiful when it is nirmegham, free of clouds. So when it is nirmegham, the stars become clearly visible. And there are so many beautiful stars shining in the sky, and that makes the sky look very beautiful. In the same way, when one's mind is free of the mode of ignorance and it is filled with mode of goodness, mode of ignorance, free of mode of ignorance is free of clouds. And when it is filled with mode of goodness, means just like the sky is filled with stars. At such a time, the person can directly experience the scriptures and his spiritual consciousness shines brilliantly. Just like the autumn sky shines brilliantly when it is free of clouds and when it is filled with stars. The sky stands for the Vedas. The stars stand for the understanding. Krishna has given us the Vedas, which are filled with his descriptions. But people are so filled with cloud-like tamoguna mode of ignorance that they are not able to understand the scriptures. So one has to come out of this mode of ignorance and mode of passion by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now, this is the Shabda Brahma. By chanting this, one has to come out of the mode of ignorance and mode of passion and get filled with mode of goodness. Now, Sukadeva Goswami is telling this shloka to the assembly of the yogis, that one who wants shelter and siddhi should always be engaged in Harir Namanu Kirtanam, chanting the holy names. So one should always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So the lesson here is to keep our mind free of rajoguna and tamoguna, that is mode of passion and mode of ignorance, and accept the mode of goodness, that is sattvaguna. Translation: the full moon shone in the sky, surrounded by stars, just as Sri Krishna, the lord of the Yadu dynasty, shone brilliantly on the earth, surrounded by all the Vrishnis. The essence of all Vedas is to know Krishna. Vrishni Chakravrito stands for the Gopas in Vrindavan and the Vrishnis in the Yadu dynasty. Just like the shloka is saying that the moon, full moon shone in the sky surrounded by stars, just as Lord Krishna, Lord of Yadu dynasty, shone brilliantly on the earth. Vrishni Chakravrato Bhuvi, surrounded by all the Vrishnis, which is the Vrishnis in the Yadu dynasty, and in Vrindavan it is the Gopas in Vrindavan. So the meaning of the Vedas will be revealed to one in the heart with the dissolving of the modes of passion and ignorance. This shloka is in continuation with the teaching, the lesson of this shloka is in continuation with the previous shloka, where it is saying that the full moon shone in the sky surrounded by stars. So when the heart is free of the modes of passion and ignorance, then the meaning of the Vedas will shine in the heart. Meaning, Krishna will be revealed. Translation. Except for the gopis whose hearts had been stolen by Krishna, the people could forget their suffering by embracing the wind coming from the flower-filled forest. This wind was neither hot nor cold. Now, when the wind flows, the people generally forget the heat of the day. But the gopis can never forget the distress caused by Krishna's separation. In the earlier shloka, it was mentioned about the gopis' distress during union. But here, their distress during separation is being talked about. Also, whether they get Krishna or whether they not get Krishna, they are always in distress. And this is the nature of prem. When they are in separation, they are in distress of union. And when they are in union, they are in distress that they would have to leave him, or he may have to leave them in a short while. The crest jewel-like Sukadev Goswami is saying about the gopis' distress that the entire world has become happy and free of their sufferings by embracing the wind. But the gopis who loved Krishna has not become happy and they are still in distress. So Krishna Prem has so much of dukkh. Sometimes the gopis says, had we known that Krishna Prem is going to give us so much of unhappiness, if only we had known this. Without him, we cannot do anything. We like nothing. We don't like to eat food. We don't like anything. Neither food nor anything. This is the situation of the gopis. And when they get him, they are worried about losing him. So the lesson here is that one should become happy with Krishna alone and not with the materialistic items of this world. All this is Maya. The gopis' minds, which were captured by the flute song, their minds were captured by Krishna's eye movements, eyebrow movements, his talks, his naughtiness, etc. How could such a mind find happiness elsewhere in this material world? Everything appeared poisonous to them except meeting Krishna. Translation. By the influence of the autumn season, all the cows, doe, women and female birds became fertile and were followed by their respective mates in search of sexual enjoyment, just as activities performed for the service of the Supreme Lord are automatically followed by all beneficial results. Sometimes devotees wonder, is Krishna aware that I am doing this and this and this for him? So to answer such a doubt in anyone's heart, Sukadeva Goswami is confirming here through this shloka that definitely Krishna is knowing everything. And he is giving the example that during autumn season, all the cows, doe, women and female birds all become pregnant. And as a result, their partners on their own follow them. They don't have to do anything. The partners are automatically following the female. In the same way, the results performed for the service, for activities which are related to service performed to the Lord, the results automatically follows. Even if the devotee does not want mukti, artha, kaam, all the, I mean, artha means desire, kaam is fulfilling of desires. All these follows the devotees automatically. And this is what Sukadeva Goswami is conveying in this shloka. Translation: O King Parishit, when the autumn sun rose, all the lotus flowers blossomed happily, except the night blooming kumud. Just as in the presence of a strong ruler, everyone becomes fearless except the thieves. So even when the sun rises, everyone becomes happy except the thieves. Not only in the presence of a strong ruler, everyone becomes fearless except the thieves. Even when the sun rises, everyone becomes happy except the thieves. Similarly, when a devotee comes, one should become very happy. And if one is not, then one is compared to those thieves which are not happy with the rising of the sun. All the lotuses blooms with the sunrise. Every lotus flower blossoms out of happiness with the sunrise, except the kumud, which is the night blooming lilies. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compares our Harinam Sankirtan, Shreya Hakairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Shri Krishna Sankirtanam is like the moon which blooms the Kumuda. Now the offense of asuya or envy is the biggest offense. And when one does not feel happy seeing a devotee, it is the result of this offense. Just like in the he is saying that in the presence of a strong ruler, when there is a strong ruler, he goes out on his horse to every nook and corner of the kingdom to see how everyone is prospering, to look into the welfare of everyone. So people become very happy. Everyone becomes fearless when such a strong ruler is there, except the thieves. So similarly, those who are envious becomes unhappy upon seeing a devotee. One should not feel unhappy upon seeing a devotee. And if one feels unhappy, that is the result of the asuya. Translation: in all the towns and villages, people held great festivals, performing the Vedic fire sacrifice for honoring and tasting the first grains of the new harvest, along with similar celebrations that followed local custom and tradition. Thus, the earth, rich with newly grown grain, and especially beautified by the presence of Krishna and Balaram, shone beautifully as an expansion of the Supreme Lord. Now, in this autumn season, that is the season of the Kartik, when Annakoot is celebrated. So, people all around the world, all the towns and villages, they have great festivals honoring the first grains of new harvest in this time. And this is exactly when Annakoot is celebrated also. There are a lot of festivals in this season. Now all these festivals were done for Krishna Balaram to come to their homes. Krishna and Balaram was not there, but they were situated in the heart of Sukadeva Goswami. So he's mentioning their presence here right now when he's explaining this autumn season. Krishna and Balaram were not personally present there, but they were situated in the heart of Sukadeva Goswami, and therefore he's mentioning their presence. People used to have festivals in their own homes, a lot of festivals, and the main excuse or reason for having celebrating these festivals was for having Krishna Balarama. Mother Earth becomes happy when there are such festivals and prasadam is served. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The whole village would chant and enjoy the festivals. They would perform Indra's puja during this season. Indriyescha Mahotsavehi. Indriyescha Mahotsavehi meaning this is, they used to perform Indra's puja during this time. Translation: the merchants, sages, kings and brahmachari students kept in by the rain were at last free to go out and attend their desired objects, just as those who achieve perfection in this life can, when the proper time comes, leave the material body and attain their respective forms. Now in the past, merchants could not do their business during the rains. Not now anymore, but in the past it was so. Sages never went out during rains because lots of worms would get killed, so they would remain in one place and they do their bhajan during the Chaturmasya. Similarly, the king also does not go out for war or doing anything for the prosperity of the people. And in this way, the Gurukulis, they also go to their parents' home during these 4 months of the Chaturmasya. And when time comes, they are all free to go out and fulfill. And when such a time comes, that is this Chaturmasya comes, they are all free to go out and fulfill their desires, the Gurukulis. Similarly, those Siddha people who have performed their bhajan, and if they have achieved all the qualifications to become an associate of their Lord, they will definitely achieve their spiritual forms when the time comes. It is only a question of time. In this way, after describing the characteristics of Sharad season, next Srila Sukadeva Goswami will describe the leelas which Krishna will perform in this Sharad season. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada.